order. And I'd like to welcome everybody who's in the gallery. We have an agenda that has been circulated. Item 7 is being moved ahead to next meeting. The ownership changed yesterday, or we were notified of a change in ownership yesterday. So the papers we've been serving on the previous owner now need to be served on the new owner. So it'll be moved ahead, and hopefully the new owner will in fact clean it up so we don't have to deal with it next council meeting. Are there any additions, deletions from the agenda apart from that one that I've just suggested? If not, I'd entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended. Moved by Councillor Inglis, seconded by Councillor McLeod. All in favour? It's unanimous. Are there any there are no presentations today. Are there any petitions to be presented to council? Hearing none, then I'd move to the item 5, which is when members of the public can address council, have any of their concerns. We try to limit it to about 5 minutes. And we'd like you to give your name and civic address.
Yes, Leon Robertson, College Street in Liverpool. Just wanted to mention there, when you spoke to us, spoke to the Qantas meeting last week there, the subject came up with respect to Carter's Beach and the access and so on there. And I think it was mentioned or discussed there a bit that there could possibly be a new entrance get down by the Cranberry Hall. And as there was an old roadway went down there to Wolvenbeck Beach, and there's a possibility of exploring that idea, which would take the heat off of the road going down Carter's Beach Road from the Y there. And I just wanted to mention there that's certainly something that perhaps maybe council should be looking at in the future.
The situation is this, that there was a committee appointed by the Ministers of Lands and Forests, Environment, and it included a representative from each of those two departments and our CAO. That committee has looked at the issue. It has made a recommendation to the government, and you had expected that to go to government last week?
Yes.
And we haven't heard back, but it is an issue that we certainly will continue to work on.
That's being considered as a possibility, is that correct?
That's right.
Okay. One other item here. The Rails to Trails, I know that's coming up a little later on, and of course afterwards we get the chance to speak, but as I understand it from looking through the letter of intent there and what have you, what you're looking at is the area from Bristol Avenue through to Lake Point Road looking at there, and including the Trestle Trail Bridge, and as a multi-use trail, is that correct?
Indeed, yes.
So therefore, when they come off of the trestle, if things work out, they come off the bridge across the street, and then they would come through through behind the homes there and so on, right through to Lake Point Road, is that correct?
Through the rail, they would travel the rail bed.
Yes.
To the White Point Road, which they would cross and get to the rail bed again.
Okay, and that would be multi-use, is that correct?
That's what?
Multi-use.
I still didn't hear, I'm sorry.
If that, it would be multi-use trail.
Yes, it would be multi-use, yes. Mm-hmm.
Just one final thing. I noticed from driving by the courthouse recently, it looks like it's getting a little upgrading there as far as painting and scraping and this sort of thing is concerned. Is there any further on that? I know it was discussed here some time ago about the possibility of looking at putting maybe even a library there and so on. Is there any further discussion on that?
There's been no further discussion. The maintenance that's going on there is routine. The guttering needs to be looked at every year, otherwise it fills up ice, and you have icicles and so on.
Yeah, it looks like it's the outside scraping and
painting. Yeah, it's just routine.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Yes, Mr. Dagley.
Thank you, Mayor Clark. David Dagley, 9 Metapon Lane, Liverpool. In April, Regional Council determined that they would proceed with a study on repurposing the courthouse, perhaps for a library usage, floor loading issues and such. And I'm wondering if that report has been received yet and the status of that report?
No. No.
That has not been received. Yes, sir.
I wonder if I could speak on that issue of the...
You certainly may. Give your name and a civic address, please, and try to do it within 5 minutes.
Yeah, Keith Melton, 143 Marlboro Lake Point. I'm wondering when these vehicles get to the bottom of George Street, where they go from there, and we're gonna have a line back down Marlboro Road. Who's gonna police this trail to make sure these vehicles stay off public roads? You've had enough of that.
Well, there is a law that prevents ATVs from traveling public roads except at right angles to the road, as I understand it, and on shoulders of the 100 series highways. And this would be no different, I don't think, than, except it would be run by the ATV Association, Rails to Trails Association, which would police it themselves. We'll find out more as we go through this one. Anybody else like to? Councillor Cox?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I also would like to speak on item 13. I would like to congratulate the staff on their negotiation and the agreement that they've been able to put forward in regard to the shared use of the trail. I see that we finally have a solution, or at least a partial solution, to the rehabilitation, shall I say, of the Trestle Trail Bridge, and that, that certainly will make a lot of people happy. I also note that this covers the usage of the railway right-of-way from Main Street through to the junction of George Street and White Point Road. My concern is looking at the history of this, how do you get from that particular point at George Street through to the Somerville area? Right now, there seems to be some encroachments on that right of way, and I also, unless my memory has become screwed up over the years, there are also some pieces of land that have been sold there to people to be able to extend gardens and one thing another for their private use. I'm also concerned when the, if you pick up the right of way back of this building and goes through towards Somerville, it's also is a creates a new hazard that the abutment to the Bog Road. In the past, there have been signs erected there by the Department of Natural Resources with stop signs and warning signs and so forth that this is crossing a public right-of-way. And as fast as those were put up, with the cover of darkness, they've been removed, and all signs have gone out of there. In order to try and prevent off-road vehicles from using that trail, the late Allison Anthony posted the sign stating it was Anthony's trail, and that did deter some people because they didn't really need know who to approach with regard to getting permission to use that trail. Also, as pointed out by Mr. Milton, we have on occasion had our road used as a drag strip with off-road vehicles, and also there has been people who have gone behind our properties in the wooded area, which I understand was an old right-of-way in years gone by, and so we have on occasion been surrounded. I'm wondering what steps may be taken in order to prevent this, and will there be signage there to protect the residents who are trying to get out of McDonald Road and Bob Road during the times that that be used by off-road vehicles.
I think, Mr. Cox, that the actual motion before us, whether it will come before council, concerns the Trestle Trail Bridge itself. I think that Mr. Hatt and the Rails to Trails group, in conjunction with the ATV Association, need to work on those issues. Good that he's here to hear your concerns. There is, I'm sure, a role for the RCMP to play. Signage is obviously important. I mean, the issue, they're all, the motion is strictly, will be dealing with the bridge itself and the railway right-of-way to up to George Street. I have a concern, and that's a question I'm going to ask, I guess, during the discussion. How do you get from the end of George Street to the rail bed? Because that's now, the old railway bed is under Harley Humphrey Drive, but those roads are owned by the Region of Queens, as distinct from roads that are owned by the highways. For example, we've had discussions in these chambers about the Markland Avenue in Brooklyn and what pertains there, but that is owned by the Department of Highways and not by the region. So I would see that there is room to have a one-way street with an ATV track going one way, going down one side on these roads. But that's the deliberation for a future council, to work with the ATV Association and the Rails to Trails group to come up with that solution. But that's the possibility I see. It could be that there could be a wide enough shoulder to allow ATVs to travel on that shoulder there. But I don't think it's an insurmountable problem, but it's a challenge that the associations will face, as will a later council. Any other questions or comments that anyone would like to make? If not, I will continue in the agenda. If that's, I'd entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the regular council meeting of the 13th of September. Councillor Frelick moving. Councillor Fisk seconding. All in favor? It's unanimous. And for the special council meeting on September the 20th, Councillor Fisk moving, Councillor McLeod seconding, all in favor. It's unanimous. Item 7 has been lifted from the agenda and deferred through until next week. Economic development, does anybody have, do we have anything, Deputy Mayor?
Not at this point in time.
Okay. Corporate services, Councillor Fisk.
Mayor Clark, I know it's not under corporate services, but I would just like to voice my opinions on Saturday. I attended the drag racing in Greenfield Airport, and I was never very impressed with how they operate their business of the day. When I went in, they treated me with royalty, going around the different areas and talking to the different drivers and owners of the vehicles. At Saturday's event, there was 180 vehicles from all over the different provinces, including New Brunswick, Prince Edward Island. I just think they're very good at what they do, and I'm very proud to say that the spinoff in that our area, which I'm in that area, is great. All through the county, actually, Liverpool receives a lot of spinoff also with the motel accommodations, and maybe they like to buy food at the superstores or Sobeys. They also put a new strip of pavement down, which this past year it cost them around $30,000, which it's another upgrade to the airport facility, and I just wanted to give my congratulations to in support. They've always been true and upfront with us, and I appreciate what they've done. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, and I was there on Sunday with you, and I was impressed how clean they keep the place. They have about 500 people there each day. We're told about half of them stay in the RVs, but the other half are in accommodations. But you walk the ground, I mean, there wasn't a speck of garbage. It was really, as Councillor Fisk says, it's really well done, and they're good tenants to have, and great group to work with. Yes, Councillor McLeod.
This may apply under economic development. It's just an afterthought after you asked for that. Maybe you would like to express our tour of the protector that we had on Friday at Port Mercy, and how well R.J. McCausick are doing there.
It was really interesting, and you fellows can speak on the Algonquin, but the interesting part, much of the interesting part was the discussion beforehand. They now have 37 direct employees, and by the time you bring in there are a couple of sub-trades, they're up to about 52 people. And the work that they're doing on the vessel is impressive indeed. You'd hear more perhaps as a councillor from Brooklyn, but I haven't heard any problems with noise. I might get more across the river, across the harbor, as they're putting in that significant anchor and embedding it in bedrock to get ready to winch the vessels up on the other side of the thing. I hear that pounding probably more than the other side does, but it's.
Or the dismantling of the masts on the ship as well. That'll be very visible to the people down there. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of people lining up the shoreline to see what's happening with that.
Yep, indeed. So really good to have there. Great. Anybody else? I'm giving lots of latitude today. We've got a very light agenda, and so if there are things to be brought forward, yes, Councilor Fancy.
I don't know if it falls in under here, but just because we're using latitude, I think it was last Thursday they had the. I saw the schools come back to Pine Grove Park for the cross country running again. And was down and watched a lot of that. There's a lot of kids that showed up. I wouldn't even want to think of the numbers, but everybody enjoyed the park the way it's set up now. It was all of us is just praise for how the roads are made up now, and things that they really liked it.
Good, great. Apropos of that, I note that the Canoe and Camera Club has decided against locating.
Yes.
We were working with them. We hoped that they would, you know, we had a spot for them. And they've decided to give us that. I don't know why, but I did see that.
But I'll add to that, too, is that they're not planning to give up going forward. They're still going to do something. There will be future discussions of what they're doing and where they're going and everything else. They're still planning to have water events on the river.
Good, okay. I'm now down to engineering and works. Councillor Fisk, you're the.
No.
I'm sorry, Jack. I'm sorry.
Which one?
10. We have a motion that we need to make. Councillor Fancy.
That is
10.1.
Okay. I shall recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve the purchase of 2017 4x4 3/4 ton pickup trucks from GW Motor Limited at a price of $80,712.81 plus HST.
Brad, do you want to? Thank you. Is there a seconder for that motion? Councilor Fish. Brad?
Tenders for the purchase of these two vehicles closed September 13th. This is a budgeted item. One tender was submitted, Motors Limited of Bridgewater. The price received is within budget, funded through the equipment reserve. We'll replace a 2001 and a 2003 vehicle. What we do is we cycle the vehicles when new from the least demanding environment to the most. Therefore, we get several more years out of the life of the vehicle. of the vehicles end in their life within construction, because that is the most demanding. Any questions?
Deputy Mayor Norman.
So we're replacing a 16-year-old truck, which is, if you said, which has seen its life, and a 13-year-old truck. Is there any use left of those?
Well,
or are they going?
One didn't quite make it to the end of the year, the 2001, so that's junked already. We pulled some parts off it, put in inventory, and the 2003, when these vehicles arrive, the same thing will happen to it. So when these vehicles are done, as it's been over the last several years, they get sold for salvage, because there's just nothing left.
Okay.
Cabs are fancy.
Yep. Brad, is any of them going to be crew cabs?
One that will go to the Capital Works foreman will be a crew cab. That serves its purpose quite well with instrumentation and tools within the sheltered environment.
Yes.
One will be that, and one will be a straight truck.
Deputy Mayor.
And my last thing is, we put our stickers on those, don't we?
These
on
will
those
have stickers, yes.
On to identify those, because we have those special plates.
Any further discussion?
No, not special plates anymore. They're normal plates. Yeah.
Any further discussion? Councilor Fisk.
Brad, the three-quarter ton vehicle will be used somewhat for plowing snow?
One will be geared up for plowing snow, and the other one not right away.
Because you have quite an area to cover with plowing.
That's correct.
Yeah, all over the...
With various, gray garbage boxes, dry hydrants, and so on throughout the county, as well as in town.
Yep. Thank you.
Anybody else want to ask a question before I take the vote on the motion? All in favor, please raise your hands. Contrary minded, it's unanimous. Thank you. Thank you, Brad. That brings us to finance, item 11, Councilor Inglis.
Thank you, Mayor Clark. We have one item under finance. It's an annual item and included in our budgeting each year. I so move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve a cost of living increase of 1.3% effective September 26, 2016 to all non-unionized, full-time, and part-time employees that accepts Hillsview Acres as they are directed by Department of Health.
Is there a second? Councilor Fisk, thank you. Discussion. Jennifer, do you want to mention?
Over the last few budget years, we put the 2% estimate in our budget, but we haven't hit that for a number of years. It's kind of run around 1%, 0.9. We had a 1.4 one year. So we take the consumer price index as it changes from July to July, which would be the most current information available to us at this point in the budget year. And 1.3 was the Canadian CPI this year. So we stick to that rather than the amount that we've estimated for budget.
Questions? Are you, if not, are you ready for the question on the motion?
Question.
All in favor? It's unanimous. Thank you. Anything on the recreation, Councilor Frelick?
I so move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve a letter of authority with the Rails to Trails Association for the establishment of a shared...
You're ahead of yourself.
That's
planning.
Oh, sorry.
I just wondered if you had anything under recreation. do you have anything under recreation that you want to, okay. Yes?
Though if you, he says no, but I know he's always busy with the town hall. And if you look in our reports and see all the things that's been going on at the town hall.
That is economic development, during.
I know, but it's still recreation and culture and.
Well,
it's
however,
you're
bringing it forward for the public's attention and our attention.
Right.
And the report in there is good, and it shows the activity. You're now moving to planning. Item 13.
Well, I just wanted to make a comment about recreation.
Okay.
I just wanted to say that we had a very successful first launch of a geocaching event here in Queens, which was the first organized by the Region of Queens with the assistance of various geocachers in the area. I know there's a geocaching event held every year during Privateer Days, but this is something called the Queen's Crown Passport, and it's an ongoing thing which will encourage people to come to Queens, search out their caches, stay in the area. We had 41 registrants held at the town hall for the launch on Saturday, very well attended, and we had support from the community. And I want to thank Dana very much from the Recreation Department for all the work she put in and helping with the brochure setup and helping us organize it. So it's a really great event and an ongoing one.
Thank you.
Well, before you leave Recreation, you might want to recognize the contribution of staff in preparing the float for
indeed
a wonderful exhibition.
Indeed. It was a good float. It was a great exhibition. Shelley Connolly, I think, led the charge with, normally Heather is there, but Shelley did it this year. It seemed to go well. We had better quality candies, I noticed, than we've had in previous years.
I think you're supposed to give those away as opposed to eat them.
Mr. Dagley will attest to that. I was able to slip one into the window of his car. I think it's all in all, it's a great place to participate, a great event to participate in. Yes, Councilor Fancy.
Something else I should have had back on the economic development end of it, things. I've had a chance to talk with, for some other reasons, but talk with some of the real estate and things that's going on around now. And the real estate agents are telling me that it's the best year they've had in 10 years with sales. And Ann Conrad, I've talked with her, she had 33 closures this month alone up in the Tutty, I would say Tutty DiPersio, but it isn't that anymore, it's Tutty Folk. Yeah. So, I mean, things are going forward right now, people are buying.
Oh, it's huge. I'd give you more information, but I'm involved in a debate in the next two or three days,
okay.
And I don't want to fill it all now, I'll give you it later this evening. So. Mr. Dagley would have an unfair advantage on our third opponent.
Now to planning.
All but right. What I'd like to do here, I'm wondering, Mr. Hatt, if you'd like to come forward if we have questions and sit here. So if we have any questions, is that agreeable to council and also Mike? Thank you.
Shall I make the motion now?
Yes, please. Sorry.
I recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve a letter of authority with the Queens Rails to Trails Association for the establishment of a shared use trail on the abandoned rail corridor in Liverpool.
This is seconded by Councilor Frank Frelick.
Looks like Michael was rough on him in the negotiations.
Okay, Mike and Brown, do you want to talk about this first, please?
Sure, I guess I'll just give a brief overview. I guess subsequent to the closure of the Trestle Trail Bridge back in 2014, staff have been looking at essentially a number of options. The discussion around potentially having the Trestle Trail Bridge reopened for public use. Part of that process was investigating some potential funding opportunities that would look after the, I guess, anticipated significant costs of having the Trestle Trail Bridge rehabilitated for safe public use. We've identified a number of potential programs that funding may be available through. And since that time, I guess probably mid-summer, staff has had negotiations or had discussions with the Queens County ATV, or Queens Trails Association. And they have expressed a willingness or an interest in participating in a project that would hopefully lead to the reopening of the Trestle Trail Bridge. They have access to their own resources and have potentially opportunity to leverage some funding from other sources that we would not have opportunity to access. Part of those discussions, obviously, with the association would be that council give approval to convert the trail, from its, I guess, present use, from Bristol Avenue through to George Street, to a multi-use trail, which allows for ATVs, as well, to utilize that trail. So I guess, with that, staff, went back and looked at, okay, if council was to proceed with the, pushing a project such as this, forward, that there certainly would be a number of terms and conditions, that would need to be put in place, to allow the safe and efficient operation of that trail. So, so with that, staff prepared a draft of a letter of authority for, between the municipality and the association for the use of that trail. And I guess for the association to, I guess, proceed, there's a number of things that are still, gonna have to take place should council approve a letter of authority for a shared use trail. But again, essentially, this is a kicking off point that would allow the association to move forward with seeking funding, filling in the, I guess, some of the pieces of the puzzle for, the incorporation of that portion of the trail with the remaining, trail, for Queens County. So, so I guess this is really a first step in a process, that would hopefully incorporate, the rehabilitation of the Trestle Trail Bridge, for the use of all.
Thank you. Mr. Hatt, would you like to add anything?
No, I think that was pretty well what happened so far. We reached what I believe to be a suitable agreement, so we're ready to see where this leads, basically.
Okay, councilors, do you have any questions of either Mike or Brian? Yes, Mr. Beckham, thank you.
Okay. So this letter of authority is giving you opportunity to go forward and try to find funding. Because if we're not going to be behind you or supportive in any way, then it's hard for you to get the funding. So this is what letter is going to entail as you try to find, because this is the first step of where we're headed for.
Definitely, we need this agreement before we can apply for anything.
Right.
So once that's settled, then we're going to move forward.
The other thing that I know it's not a good time to bring this up, but it's never a good time. Still our process of how we got here, I'm still not totally happy, you know, because of the, you know, we had that saying it was going to be $100,000+ to do the first step, and $75,000 to check the metal and things like that. I wonder if this is going to lead to other bridges and other kind of problems that other bridges are in the same type of spot we're in.
This is not the first bridge that's been repaired.
Yes.
There's actually been a lot of work to the bridge on the Medway.
Yes.
So this is not, we're not reinventing the wheel. We're just trying to get one done at a time. Yes. This is the next one, I guess.
But was it that kind of a cost? With engineering and everything?
The cost, as far as I'm concerned, so far it's just an estimate of an opinion of what it might cost. Until we decide to move forward, we can't really put numbers on it, exact numbers, but we will. As soon as we deal with this, then we're gonna, that'll be our first.
That's my biggest problem, like the cost. I'm just,
well,
I'm not sad, you know, I'm not happy.
If the agreement's signed and we find out we can't provide the funding to do it, then we'll just have to look at another solution.
Councilor McLeod.
This is regarding costs as well, and in previous discussions, through our engineering department and Brad, indicating that evaluating the repairs by a consultant or some person of that nature was in the vicinity of $200,000. Mm-hmm. We looked at that, and we looked at taking a second opinion of the initial cost, estimate of what it was, what repairs needed to be done, or the fact that we actually closed it. So I'm confused as to it says in this report that the order of magnitude of either choice for the cost would be somewhere in the range of $500,000. Mm-hmm. So is that estimate of repairs, or is that actual repairs? How, where is all this, these figures come into play?
Through the mayor to council. So the figure of that order of magnitude is a very gross order of magnitude. We don't know what it's going to cost. Our problem was we have no money, and so we're nowhere near funded to do any work on it. You know, we had looked at other similar projects around. You know, it could be half that, it could be double that. We don't know.
This is for evaluating the repairs?
No.
Or for
the
repairs?
The only number we have right now is the original proposal that we had from AMEC following that. You know, with the removal of this letter of authority, there are people through different trails groups that have access to different engineers, perhaps different approaches to do that. So they're still going to have a lot of work to do, you know, regardless, you know, so.
So we're still in the discovery stage, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Councilor Frenick?
I'm really happy to see this, Brian, and thank you for stepping up and helping us with this. And really look forward to the next 4 years and whatever happens, and have my full support on it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Deputy Mayor Norman.
And as do I echo Councillor Frelick's. I mean, I know that a lot of people are going to be probably not happy where the trail goes close to homes. But often it's a matter of they're afraid of what the unknown. And, you know, I think with your, you'll be able to enforce this. And I guess those are questions that you'll figure out as you go along, as how your group will enforce this. How many active members do you have right now in the Queens Rails and Trails?
There's 30 or 41, I think.
Yeah. And I'm sure that will grow. That will grow again once. Because I think you had a high number and then it sort of dropped low because it just seemed. So once you get your numbers back, because you will have to enforce to make certain that only people that are part of a recognized Nova Scotia Trails Association will have access to that trail on a motorized vehicle. So therefore that takes off people's fear of, so, but that will be your group's responsibility to enforce all that. And you'll be able to do that. I guess I just had one question, and that was bullet 8 talks about prior to opening any portion of a trail. So does that mean that if your cost becomes so high for the trestle bridge that you would not open the trestle, but you would still open parts up through West Liverpool? When you get your permits from the province to change the walking only through that part, will you, if you cannot open the trestle, will you still open parts up to the trestle? Like, because this does give you the ability, it doesn't say anything about the connectivity and the trail has to be whole before it's used. It says any portion of the trail. So therefore, realistically, you could grub that part of the trail from that's not on the trestle and open that as soon as you've got that grubbed.
So theoretically, that's possible. You know, that point means that simply before a piece is moved that the region would inspect it, make sure that it's safe and all of those things. So I would suppose that it could theoretically happen that you open that thing. The clear intent is to fix and open up the whole trail so that it is connected. I'm quite confident that the funding will fail if there's pieces that are not opened. So the whole piece needs to be connected through.
Yeah, the other point here, I think, and Brad, jump in, shut me up if I go off track. There's a real desire within, and Laura's here too, there's a real desire within the province to have a trail that translocates Nova Scotia, and this, the Trestle Trail Bridge, is vital to achieving that, as I understand it.
Yes.
And that will help, I'm sure, in with your group as you negotiate for funds to achieve that. It's not just a Liverpool thing, it's a Nova Scotia objective. It will help you, I'm sure, get the terms of reference for the rails to trails from Bog Road to Somerville redefined to turn it into a multi-use trail as well. And I think that the reports I've been getting, and I'm not an ATVer yet, but the reports I've been getting is that the people on these official trails act responsibly and with courtesy to other users. I know we have some issues in Liverpool with people becoming frustrated that they can't get away from their homes across the 103, but I think that I think that the fears are not from the members of the Rails to Trails or from the ATV Association, but from the very small minority of cowboys that own ATVs.
And one more thing, and I'm just really looking forward to, because I really want to know what that bridge costs to fix. Because, you know, we sat here as council, and we've just been, you know, you don't want to start because of these huge figures that we've all been thrown at, like, you know, upwards to $1 million, and so, you know, and then as a counselor, you really don't want to spend that much of public money on basically a walking bridge. So I'm really interested to see, and to see that bridge fixed, and to actually see how you fix it, and what the bottom dollar costs. But maybe with Trail Association and engineers within, then maybe you're not have to hire outside engineers, and you can work cheaper. Working through provincial engineers, which we couldn't, we always had to go to the consultant route. Right. And when you go the consultant route, then it's nasty. So you guys probably will have ins and be able to work maybe through provincial government engineers or other things that we didn't have access to. So it would be interesting to see what the actual cost is.
Yeah. Councillor English, Councillor Fisk.
I think it's apropos that this comes up before the end of this particular term in council. The trestle trail was a sore spot during this current administration. It was very difficult to convey that things like the reality that you when something's been identified as a problem, use it on risks sign doesn't allow you to open something. You know, that was very difficult. It was very difficult to get the public to understand that no one believed that the weight of someone walking was going to be the trigger of a disaster, but rather the fear would be a disaster occurring while somebody happened to be walking. And of course, the trestle trail was a gift to the community 20 odd years ago when it was determined that it was safe enough to walk across, and people have enjoyed walking it. It's been a great asset to the people on that side of the river to get over to the grocery store. So the trestle trail has become something that people, especially in the greater Liverpool area, feel an entitlement to and that they want to be able to use. And I've had a lot of conversations over the last few months, and I was a great user of the trail. It makes a great loop. The concern about, well, I don't want to share it with an ATV. Well, I know I walk the old dirt roads out around my cottage, you know, get a dog on either hand, and when I meet a car or an ATV, I can tell you which one is generally more courteous. It's usually the ATV. You know, the ATVs crawl by me. You know, the vehicles, you got to pull the dogs over. So, I think that we all will understand that almost all ATV users are good people, just like almost all car users are good people, or all bowlers are good people. You know. The point that I've tried to make as clear as possible when I'm speaking to people is, if you like the trestle trail and you like being able to walk it, the only way you're ever going to put your feet on that again is if it's a multi-use trail. And I understand, Brian, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, in order to use this trail, you're going to need to have your membership. Is that correct? Yeah. So you know, that not only is that a good thing because it controls who the users are, hopefully it'll drive up your membership and allow more cooperation and more people working towards things. But the gist of it really to me is that this is our way. You know, forever and a day, we'd have wondered what it was going to take to fix that bridge. Now we're going to find out. My greatest hope is that it's very little. You know, once the proper engineering is done, that there's not much to make it safe, because I want you folks to be able to do it at the least cost, and that's going to allow you to do it the quickest. But congratulations on sticking with it so long. This hopefully funding does become, hopefully the reports are good, the funding is available, and I hope that any other obstacles that are in the way dissolve away from you to everybody's satisfaction, because the reality is, we talk about things like economic development. If you can't get anywhere, there's no economic development. You know, there's no spinoff if, you know, if all you can do is buzz around without being able to go further. So, you know, having our little community be part of a broader trail, to me, is a great thing. You see what it's done in New Brunswick, and you know, I think it'll provide tourism opportunities at the times of year that they're lower. You know, that people will be able to enjoy our trails. So, I wish you the best of luck on the passing of this, and in the time to come. And certainly, you along with a number of the people in the gallery today have been at it a while. So.
Yeah.
All good things to those who wait.
Councilor Fisk.
Brian, just a quick clarification on membership. Does that include the whole South Shore, the 41?
No, that's just our local group.
Just your local. So,
and that's just the Rails to Trails. That's
just the Rails to Trails. Okay, so if you can you lobby the rest of the communities, the rest of the counties that are involved to make your stronger voice?
Well, actually, Laura's here, who represents the South Shore area, so she's a great part of this. Actually, if it wasn't for Laura, we probably wouldn't be where we're at today. As far as trail development goes, we've had a number of projects on the go recently that were over the $100,000 mark,
yes.
And they're on the go presently. Moving forward, and just if it goes the way it looks, it's going to be another major project in our area. All these projects brings money into our area.
Sure it does.
We strive to use local groups for any repair or other work as much as possible, and it's been working great for us so far.
Well, I wish you the best in the future. I just. The only concern I had was the membership. If you can filter off the rest of the communities to help out the situation, it would be greatly appreciated. Yeah, I just wish you all the best.
Thank you,
Councilor McLeod.
I'd like to say, Brian, this is a wonderful form of partnership, and I think that's what really helps make things and achieve things is great partnership between two bodies that have a common goal, and I think this can really work well together with your group and experience you've had in the past and the knowledge that you have of the issues that we have, you know, that we're going to be dealing with. And I also want to say that the trail it's all under recreation, but it's also a form of transportation as well, you know, needs from people from the west to the east side and that sort of thing. So this all comes into play with our goals of providing adequate transportation, whatever mode it is, and providing great recreation for people that have their, you know, their individual recreation needs, and I think it will work well together.
Does anybody else want to speak?
Yes,
Councilor
Fenton. Also, too, I'm hoping, Brian, that again, I think it's a great thing. It's like we're sitting here spinning our wheels on how to, we've been this last year, just over the last 2 years, of just saying, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? To come to a there's a possibility, and I think that's going to be great for everyone. I mean, it's not, some people will not be happy, but it's great for everyone. And the idea of, and how many times we've had come here, people say that of ATVs going places they shouldn't and things. I think when you've got a set trail and you can be able to monitor it and things like that, I think you're going to have a lot more control of what's going on. And I think it should be a better situation overall.
Counselor Fisk.
Just one more quick question, Brian. The trail itself, is it policed a lot with an ATV or person?
Well, there's several groups that will be policing. There's our own trail warden group.
Okay.
And that would be all our members be watching for vandalism, unregistered vehicles, that sort of thing.
Speeding.
And would be reported. Be no action other than recording.
Is there is there a set for traveling speed? Is there a set speed?
I'm sorry, I can't.
Is there a set speed on the trail?
Oh, speed, yes. There'll be speed limits on the trail, and probably a reduced. We haven't established what level, but it'll be reduced speed in the residential area to cut down on noise, dust, and whatever else.
So just one more, probably a stupid question. If that person is caught speeding, does he lose his license?
No, I don't know what happens there. Well, the membership is the key. If you're a member of our organization and you're not following the rules, then I would suggest you could be dealt with through your membership.
Okay. Thank you, Brian.
Brian, thank you for all the work you've done. Thank you, Laura, and the whole association. I know that you've been frustrated by us by times, and I'm glad we found the solution. So thank you indeed. And I gather from both the CAO and from Mike that it's been a really good negotiation, good discussion, and that we've been able to work through the details. That's great. So thank you very much indeed. Are you now ready for the question?
Question.
All in favor? It's unanimous. Thank you. Thank you very much. So that brings us, thank you, Brian. Mike?
Yep.
Nothing else under planning, Susan? Councilor McLeod?
No.
Anything under Queen Space Amira Center?
Not much. Well, it's the advisory committee's coming. That's something different.
Then we'll do that later. There is one thing I'd like to raise, and that was the really successful opener for the privateer game. And what do you have, 530 people?
560, I think.
Oh, wow. And for an opener, that's got to be
a record.
A record. And it was great. And you could feel the vibes throughout the community and throughout the town and so on. How did the AUS game go on Friday last?
I was in Cole Harbor. I had good reports on the game.
I didn't go to the game, but I hear it was really, they had to
go to shoot.
Very well attended as well.
It was well attended,
well attended.
I was interested in. Okay. That's good. Okay. You've got the reports here. That brings us then to item. Are there any questions or points you'd like to raise on the reports? Yes, Councilor McLeod.
I happen to be a member of the Senior Safety Association now, and I attended a meeting yesterday, and Kim Maslin is an amazing person. She's been out. She's only employed 2 days a week, and she's filling the week with responses and visiting folks in the community, and it's really a great program to have.
Good. Thank you. I didn't think that you were eligible for a membership in that senior group. Are you ready now to go to item 16? And if you are, I will hand the chair over to the deputy mayor, as I am chair of the nominating committee.
And I'm going to excuse myself from the room.
No.
As a nominated person. I'm just going to be out here.
Yep. 16.1, Mr. Mayor.
I would move that the recommendation of the nominating to committee to council, and I would move it as a motion of council, that the Region of Queens appoint the following applicants to the Queens Place Advisory Committee as per the approved terms of reference, which we did some while back. The names are Michael Anthony, Bruce Inglis, Greg Thorburn, Liz Boland, Celeste Johnson, Stu Horton, Rick Conrad, Ruth Smith, Reverend Dr. Stephen Harper, Tori Benedict.
Seconded by Councillor McLeod, who wasn't on the nominee.
Okay, the.
And if any, so the chair will explain, and then if anyone has any questions of the chair, I'll take them.
The committee that what was approved was for 10 people. We have 10 applicants. We only had 10 applicants, so all those who applied are on the committee. The committee also will include 2 members of council and in an ex officio capacity, the mayor. It was the opinion of the nominating committee that being this close to a new council or the end of a mandate, that we would leave the appointment of the council members to the next council, and they would go through the same process to the nominating committee.
Any questions? If not, I'll ask for the question. All those in favor? Unanimous, and the chair's return to you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. That, does anybody have any point they'd like to raise on the other?
Oh, just one thing. For anyone, if anyone's out traveling West Queens in the nighttime and you happen to look out to sea, you will notice a little city of lights out there on the water. And there's probably 18 to 20 heron seiners that are doing drift net seining. They've been out for probably, I'd say, the last week and a half. And it's quite amazing because just go after dark and go like along Hunts Points, anywheres, and look out, and it's just like a city is out there on the ocean. And they go out all night, they drift net seine, and then they tug into shore in the morning to offload. But I know many people have asked me what's going on out there with all those bright lights, and it's really spectacular. I've never seen so many. Don't know how good that is for heron row and heron, but you know, DFO make the rules. But it's simply amazing. The boats come from the Westard. There's a lot of local boats. They come from the Westard. They fill up all the accommodation. They fill up Ron's. You talk about economic development. That's the kind of stuff we have no control over. But that's the kind of stuff that goes on out in West Queens in the fishing community. And it's quite spectacular to see.
It's also the only time of year when there is a toilet on Port Matoon Wharf. And the reason I mentioned that was because when we were first talking about Carter's Beach with the former Minister of the Environment, Andrew Younger, the suggestion was made that if somebody was short-taken when they were on Carter's Beach, that they could go down to Port Matoon Wharf to use the toilet there. But since it's only there when the herring fleet is in, it wasn't a practical suggestion. Okay, are there any other points that anyone would like to raise? But thank you, Deputy Mayor. If not, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.